Ozatlık Radyosu.
What do you remember from those years? Why were you in the orphanage, not in the family?
I never knew my mother before 3 years ago because of Iraq. I always lived there in the orphanage. I think at age of 5 or 6 years old, I've been changed of orphanage from baby house to child house. I was adopted one time in Russia by a family, but it didn't work with that family.
Why didn't it work?
The guy was strange, and I don't know. It was a big changement for me.
How old were you?
I do not remember.
Were you in school or not yet?
Not yet, I guess. And then, yes, I went to school one year. And I think, if I remember good, I start my second year. And then I were adopted at this time.
And how did you meet your Canadian parents?
They came for me from Quebec, Canada. And they saw pictures of me. And that's it.
So you moved to Canada when you were 9, right?
9 years old. I didn't speak French, only Russian. And then it took 2 years to speak very well French.
9 years old, you must remember everything. What do you remember? What were your feelings? Were you happy to have a family?
No, I was crying. I cried a lot because it didn't match with the family. And then that is another story about me in Canada. I changed a family in Canada. My actual family is not the same that came to Russia to adopt me.
And your family now, who are they? How did they find you?
They found me with, it's called DPG in Quebec. It's like
an organization that works for government.
Do you hear my friend?
Yes, I do, yes.
Well, actually, DPG is like an organization that works for government for childless protection. So they protect children from sex abuse or whatever. Child doesn't have parents.
Did this family abuse you somehow? The first family?
No.
I never knew why that family abandoned me. 1 month after Russia, they put me out of their house.
Damn.
I didn't know why, and it's okay. Anyway, I didn't like them.
The DPG, they just manage all the families or the ones who take care of the child. So they assign to her another family. So this family is the actual family right now.
Yeah, it's a great family.
Do you have another sisters or brothers in Canada?
Yeah, I do. I have two sisters, one from China and one is biological. My sisters are younger than me, and I am 22 years old. My other sister is 21 years old, and my other one is 18 years old, and they go to school like me.
Do you all live together?
Actually, my parents are separated. Then me, I live with my father, and my little sister is doing 1 week, 1 week in my mother, in my father, and my other sister lives in Quebec City. It's like 3 hours from where I live right now.
When did you know about your birth mom?
I was 15 years old, and I wanted to know more about my origin, Tatar.
Who told you that you were Tatar? Was it in Samara or in Canada?
I always knew that I am Tatar because I don't know. I always knew, and in sur mes papiers d'adoption, I was looking in the internet to read more about Tatar, and then I found the Irek Bikinin's article about Tatar, and I saw that he came, or I don't know, but he come from the same place than where I'm born. And then I wrote to him, and he answered to me, and then helped me to find my mother.
And when did you find her?
I think I was 18 years old.
I know that you haven't met yet, but can you talk to her somehow, or do you write letters, or what is your contact?
We do not speak the same language anymore. I don't speak Russian as I did before,
Well, she don't speak
and
English.
she don't speak English, I guess. Doesn't have phone, and no, I never talked to her.
She was told that you died at birth. You know that, right?
It's what Irek told me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe this story.
This is what your mom told him, apparently. I'm not sure.
What Irek told me too, but je comprends pas pourquoi que l'hôpital l'ont pas contacté quelqu'un d'autre, je suis survécu.
Yeah, don't understand why the hospital.
Ensuite.
She's saying that she don't understand why the hospital didn't call the mother to say that she survived.
It's what I don't believe the story.
Why it took so long, then why can't you get to Russia? Like, first you said that it's the might be the financial problem, that your student job, but are there any other problems, like documents or anything else?
Yes, because the consulate, Russian consulate, is in Montreal, and I live 6 hours from there. And en plus, they are open only 3 hours by day, and I have no time to go there and to explain my situation because I changed the family. It's so complicated to me to have my Russian passport back, and it's one of my problems.
Are you a Canadian citizen?
Yeah, I am.
Why
Yes.
can't you go there as a Canadian citizen and get a tourist visa? Can you do that?
Yeah, but I'm not interested by Russian visa because it's only 1 month, and it's I don't know, it's not enough for me. If I go to Russia, I would like to spend more than only one month.
What do you want to do there? Do you want to travel, or do you want just to stay with your family?
I would like to improve my Russian language. I would like to talk Russian as before.
Maybe you will even remember some Tatar too.
I never talk Tatar
You did not?
because I was raised in a Russian orphanage, and then I was the only one with black hair, dark eyes. All the other child was white. The
Otherwise.
typical Russian.
What will you do with your mom? What do you want to do with her? Do you want to talk to her? Like, what do you want to do?
Of course, I would like to know the true story about why she left me. Anyway, I don't I'm not mad at her. I think I'm happier here in Canada because what I saw in the pictures, she's really poor.
Do you think you love her?
If I love her, it's a good question because I never knew her. Of course, she gave me life, but I don't think that only gave life deserve to love someone. Yeah, because I'm not desired. mistake.
Tell me, like, what your hobbies are and school is, because, like, as far as I know from Eric, you are, like, very good at karate.
Yeah, I did karate during 8 years. I am black belt. I did a lot of tournaments. I have a lot of trophies, medals. This sport helped me to
To evacuate all the anger.
So you had the anger, right?
Yeah, I have it. I'm going to university and I'm studying finance. I have a simple life of student. I would like to travel around the world. I had a lot of dreams, but maybe I would like to go to university in Moscow.
University, Moscow's university.